Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
That woman with the spirit of infirmity, she had been bowed over, bent over for what, 13 years? 18 years. Could not straighten herself up. Well, in that length of time, you get used to it. That's just your life. 2 decades almost. But Jesus said, woman, you are loosed from your infirmities. Now, 2 minutes after he said that, she's still bound. She's still bent over. After that, he laid his hands on her and ministered, and she straightened up. Glory. But where did it start? Where did it start? Where did it start? He said it. How many know there is no better example to follow than the Master? Amen. Do what he did. Operate like he did. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. John 4, did you get there? John 4, 46. Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea unto Galilee, he went to him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So he is pleading with Jesus to come and minister to his son. You could say he's begging. That's all he knows. That's all you know. That's all you know. And then Jesus said to him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. That's not what the man wanted to hear. He wants him to just say, okay, I'll come. Let's go. But Jesus looks at him and says, basically, I'm paraphrasing, there's an issue here. You're not going to believe anything unless you see it, which is not faith. If you see it, it's too late to believe it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The only way you can be in faith about it is you don't see it yet. Once you see it, it's past that. Except you see, verse 48, back up. Except you see something, you will not believe. In other words, he's not going to be relaxed in his mind. He's not going to be satisfied that anything has happened until he sees his boy doing better. And that's where many people are. Verse 49, the nobleman said to him, sir, come down ere or before my child dies. What's he still doing? Pleading. Pleading. Verse 50, Jesus said to him, go your way, your son lives. Hallelujah. Your son lives. And that was the end of it. He's not coming. He's not going to lay hands on him. He's not going to pray a prayer over him. See, religion, if a lot of pastors did this, oh, I asked you to come. No, I'm just telling you, live. Oh, a lot of church-going people would be fit to be tied. They would be livid and they wouldn't receive. And yet, the Spirit of God led you that way, you'd be acting just like Jesus, acting like the Master. We need to get our eyes and focus off of other people. And even laying on of hands. And you know, things, because that can be wanting to see something, wanting to see something. Isn't that what he told him? Unless you see something, you won't believe. But Jesus said, go your way. Your son lives. Now put yourself in that man's position. He's standing there. His boy's in a bad shape when he left the house at the point of death. What do? You either continue to follow Jesus and beg, or you accept what he said and say what he said. Put these words in your mouth. Hallelujah. And we know that's what he did because he believed the word that Jesus had spoken to him. How do we know he believed it? Come on, help me out. How do we know? Because he turned around and quit begging and stopped asking and stopped pleading and stopped trying to see something and feel something, and he accepted this word. My son lives. Hallelujah. My son lives. Because the last thing he told Jesus is, my son is dying. And he's got no reason to say my son lives except for the greatest reason of all. The Lord gave you a word. My son lives. And he turned and he went his way. And ever how far he had to go, I can tell you the devil's the same then as he is now. He was telling him, oh, you better turn around. You better turn around. You better go back and get him. You better go back and get him. Your boy's at the point of death. You don't have any time. What's he got to say? No, no, no. My son lives. And it's time to sing a song on the way home. On the way back home, song. What is the song? Come on, help me out. My son lives. My son lives. My son lives. My son lives. I don't care what I feel. I don't care what I see. My son lives. He lives today. Ever how? But you got to keep it in your mind. In your heart, and you got to keep it in your mouth, because the high priest of your confession works with your confession. If you hold fast to your confession, my son lives, lives. There are people in here who need to speak to their blood, need to speak to your blood. Quit saying, I'm this, I'm the other. Maybe you have been, but repeating that is not going to help you. It's just going to keep you where you are. Confession is made unto the next thing, the next change. Call your blood clear. Call it clean. Call it normal. Speak to the blood cells and say, they live. They live. Live, red blood cells. Live, white blood cells. Live, blood, because the life is in the blood. Yes. And we're talking about the Zoe God kind of life, quickening your blood. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Live. Live. He said, your son lives. So go on back home. You got it. Yes. Well, this is totally by faith, because he couldn't text anybody. Or call him. So what happened? What happened? He went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants came out to meet him. And what do you think the devil told him when he saw the servants coming to him? You messed up. You waited too late. He's gone. What's he got to say? My son lives. My son lives. And they told him what? Your son lives. Oh, hallelujah. If you'll say what the Lord said, he will do what you say.
Hallelujah.
If you'll say what the Lord told you to say, He will do in your life what you're saying.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He told him, your son lives. He got that in his heart and mouth. He believed that. He turned around and acted like it's true right now before he feels or sees anything's different. And the first words out of these guys' mouth when they see him, they say, guess what? Your son lives. He's been singing that for hours. Your son lives. And verse 52, he inquired, he said, when? When did he start getting better? When did he begin to amend? Now here, this wasn't an instantaneous thing. Amend means you begin to get better and just keep getting better and better till you're all right. This wasn't instantaneous. We see how long he sang the song. Yesterday. So he sang the song all the rest of that day and all night, is that right? Half of the day this day. You know, I guess he sang it out by the campfire if he slept overnight. I don't know if he traveled all night. But how many of sometimes you need to turn the radio off? Turn the radio off and sing your own song. He inquired of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, fever broke. Fever left him. 53, the father knew it was the same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. Hallelujah. He put it together. He said, that's exactly when he told me that. Your son lives. Which happened first? He started getting better, or the words were spoken? The words were spoken. And he started getting better. And his daddy kept those words and agreed with what the Lord said. Come on, can you see this? And by, in 24 hours or whatever, by that time, everybody was agreeing with what the Lord had said. The boy's body, all the servants were saying the same thing. When you first start saying it, nobody's going to be agreeing with you. Not your body, not the test, not the symptoms, but you just keep it in your mouth and hold fast to your confession, and eventually everybody will have to come around. Amen? The symptoms, the feelings, the reports will have to come around and say the same thing that the Lord told you to say. The father knew it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. And himself believed, and his whole house. But we know he believed prior to this as well, when he turned around and went home singing, my son lives.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.